great to have you with us here on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here. Thanks for spending some of your day with us. Last year, about this time, the Wisconsin Lakes and Rivers Convention announced it would hold its annual meeting virtually. It went well, and organizers have gone bigger and better this year. They have rebranded it as Wisconsin Water Week, and it will get underway on March 8th. With us by phone today, Eric Olson, Director and Lakes Outreach Specialist at Extension Lakes at UW-Stevens Point. Eric, good to have you with us.
Great to be here, Larry. Thanks for inviting us on.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. Mike Engelson, our other guest today, Executive Director at Wisconsin Lakes. It's the statewide advocacy and organizing group for lake stakeholders. And Mike, good to have you join us.
Thank you, Larry. Glad to be here.
Well, as you listen to these two experts talk, maybe we can get some input from you. Are you planning to attend the online convention? What would you like to know about it? What questions do you have about maybe issues surrounding our Wisconsin waterways? I hope you'll join in. The number to call is 1-800-642-1234. Or you can send us an email to ideas@wpr.org. Again, we'd love to hear from you. You had the chance, and you had to really change the conference to virtual last year. I know that took a lot of work. Eric, how really did it go?
Yeah, you know, the event was going to happen April 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, and we started to realize in March that an in-person event was just not going to be feasible. We first asked all of our speakers, you know, if they'd be willing to come along with us and present basically from their homes. And we got enough positive responses from the speakers that we then asked the audience. We already had hundreds of people signed up. We asked them if they would join us online, and we got enough responses from them to say it was going to be worthwhile. So then we just used the resources of the university, the extension colleagues at Madison and our colleagues at Stevens Point to set up a whole bunch of Zoom meetings and just did it basically as live Zoom presentations. And it was remarkably stable. And we had over 800 people participate last spring.
Oh, that's great. Mike, what were the advantages of having the event online?
Well, you know, one thing we found, Larry, is that we were able to attract a lot of people that would normally not make it to the in-person convention. So annually, the Lake Convention traditionally has been in Stevens Point for the last few years. And even though that's a centralized location in the state, not everyone has been able to take the time to make the trip. So having it online allows people, really anybody, to be able to attend for a lower cost and still get the advantage of hearing all of those presentations that they would in person. Of course, there are some things you lose, but there are definitely some benefits.
Yeah. Well, you lose that sort of chance to just meet personally with people and talk in between pieces. I think that's probably one of the things that we lose.
That's definitely true, though, with the platform that we're using this year, we're really trying to make it as friendly and as much as possible, have opportunities even for attendees to interact with each other through text messaging that comes right within the platform and some other opportunities as well. So it's not perfect, but we're doing the best we can to make people feel like they're part of a large event.
Yeah. Eric, and you've expanded the conference. Eric, how did come about?
Yeah, when we looked at we started planning this. Every year we start planning in the summertime for the next year's get-together. And we got people together and decided that if we knew we were going to go online, we might as well take an opportunity to talk about things that sometimes it's hard to fit into the in-person conference. So we expanded the concept to embrace really all facets of the water system. Wisconsin is such a fortunate state to have a wet climate, to have the amount of precipitation that we get every year. And it creates these streams and rivers and lakes and wetlands. And they're all part of really an integrated system. All the water in Wisconsin is tied together. And so we realized, you know, we could embrace, I think, more the groundwater and the river and wetland aspects of the system. And then another big piece of our water system that maybe people don't think about is where that water comes from, which is the sky, right? The atmosphere. So the climate is a big piece of Wisconsin's water system. And it's been sort of underrepresented, I think, at past get-togethers. But with this online format, we figured we could expand into climate and groundwater and really take a holistic view of the water systems in the state.
Yeah, that's great. Mike, maybe you could talk about the different organizations that are teaming up for this event.
Yeah, we're in a really unique and lucky place in the state of Wisconsin where we have this long existing partnership in the Lakes and Rivers Partnership that is my organization, Wisconsin Lakes, who represents waterfront property owners and other just individuals who are really interested in protecting and conserving their waters. And we work very closely with Eric and the Extension Lakes Program at UW-Stevens Point, as well as the Department of Natural Resources, especially the Lakes and Rivers team there. So we're sort of the core of what we call the Lakes and Rivers Partnership. But we bring in people that help out plan the convention that range everywhere from county conservationists to people from other agencies or other universities and just citizens that are interested. A few years ago, we started partnering with the Water Action Volunteer Stream Water Monitoring Program to kind of bring in some of that stream component. So we've all been working really well together on the Lakes and Rivers Convention. And then this year, because we were going virtual and we knew there were some other events that would be needing to go online as well, we're really happy to partner with the Red Cedar Watershed Conference, which is an event that is now in its 10th year that has been going on, held at UW-Stout annually, to talk specifically about water issues in the Red Cedar River Basin. And they very kindly agreed to join on with us and sort of became one of our core regional events that will be happening on Thursday of Water Week.
Oh, boy, that's great. Eric, maybe you could talk about Extension Lakes itself. It's what it's all about.
Sure. Wisconsin's pretty unique compared to its neighbors in Michigan and Minnesota in having a strong university role in working with lake associations and lake districts around the state of Wisconsin. There's over 500 lake associations and over 200 lake districts. And these are citizen-driven efforts to collaboratively care for the thousands of lakes in the state of Wisconsin. Wisconsin is also fortunate that these lakes and rivers, they belong to everybody. So, Larry, you own these lakes and rivers. Mike owns the lakes and rivers. And I own the lakes and rivers. And, Larry, you probably didn't think about this when you woke up, like how are the lakes doing and what's your to-do list to make sure they're taken care of, because we've worked instead with the Wisconsin DNR and with these hundreds of organizations to do that for us, right? So they exist to help co-manage the lakes and rivers of the state, to protect them from invasive species, to improve and protect their water quality, to do all the things that the rest of the millions of Wisconsinites don't have to wake up in the morning thinking about. So the university has just played a key role in helping those organizations form, helping them operate. And really, since the late 1970s, having this annual get-together for people from lake associations and lake districts to get together with each other and learn from each other and build off of each other's experiences. So we're rich in water resources, but we're also rich in all these organizations and the citizens who step up and do the work really day-to-day of taking care of these water bodies. Because the DNR, they could never do it alone. You know, they're only one state agency with only so many people. They rely on these lake associations and county government and others to be effective partners.
I was thinking about Lake Monona this morning as I was jogging by by it. It looks a little cold out there right now. The water is kind of hard. But
yeah.
But yeah, you know, practically wherever you live in the state, you're not very far from water, that's for sure. And I jog by that lake every morning, as a matter of fact. Well, this year's theme is navigating in turbulent times. Tell us about the theme, a little bit more about that.
Sure. You know, every year we try to come up with some sort of catchy thing about the get-together to kind of help us organize things. And it was clear, you know, after the pandemic began that everybody across the board was going to be facing new challenges and new turbulence. But there are things that we can do. There's practices we can do to be more durable and sustainable, even during turbulent times. So we are trying to highlight, I think, some of the different aspects related to the sustainability of organizations and how to function in these challenging times. But I think even just making sure the show goes on and making sure that this educational opportunity exists is part of navigating turbulence. We really do invite people who maybe feel like they're doing this alone or they're navigating their challenges around water by themselves to join up with us the week of March 8th and meet with some of these other people. I think one of the key things, too, is just reconnecting people across the state and even outside of the state around water issues. So it's tricky to navigate, but I think we can show different ways to do successful events and successful practices around lakes.
I think if I could add to that, I think that's really important that we've tried to find some speakers that we're not only trying to present the problems, but also the ways and the sort of innovative solutions for all sorts of water issues across the gamut of problems.
Yeah, I took a look at the speeches and the talks and so forth, and there's a whole wide variety of them, and we'll get a chance certainly to talk about them with our two guests. Just a reminder, if you'd like to join in, maybe have a question about the event, maybe a question about the organizations and what they're doing, or maybe just as a lakeshore owner or river owner, but living along a river, maybe you have some questions relating to those as well. And you can certainly join in. The number to call is 1-800-642-1234, 800-642-1234. Or you can email us, the email address ideas@WPR.org. Our guests today, Eric Olson, Director and Lakes Outreach Specialist at Extension Lakes. Mike Engelson is Executive Director at Wisconsin Lakes. It's the statewide advocacy and organizing group for lake stakeholders. Jill Nadeau, our producer today. Christina Myshock, our engineer. I'm Larry Mueller. You're listening to the Ideas Network. Taking a look at Wisconsin Water Week on the show today. Larry Mueller here with my guest, Eric Olson, Director of and Lakes Outreach Specialist at Extension Lakes. Mike Engelson, Executive Director at Wisconsin Lakes. Great to have them with us. Questions for them? Again, I hope you'll join in. The number to call is 1-800-642-1234. Or you can email us at ideas@WPR.org. Have you participated in this conference in the past? Looking forward to it this year? Maybe a question about a lake or river of interest to you. Love to hear from you. Email at ideas@WPR.org as well. Well, the event is a full week this year, March 8th through the 12th. Maybe you can tell us about the topics that will be covered. And I don't know who wants to start.
I'll take a crack at it.
All right, Eric.
I do want to point out, too, that the whole week is sort of a la carte, right? So nobody has to sign up for the whole week. You're welcome to join us for as little or as much as you have time for or interest in. But we did try to organize the week sort of in a logical structure of some sort. So on Monday, the real focus is on water systems, really big water systems, including that groundwater and climate component. So a lot of our heavy hitters around groundwater quality in the state of Wisconsin will be joining us. Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes will be joining us on Monday to talk about the governor's task force on climate change and sharing some updates there. Catherine Hayhoe, a researcher from Texas, will be joining us on Monday as well to talk about climate change and climate communication. So Monday is groundwater and climate themed, and every day is organized similarly, where the morning focuses on educational presentations, and then in the afternoon we switch it up to try to be more interactive and try to give a chance for the audience to engage with the presenters a little bit more directly, And then some of that's going to actually happen through discussion sessions that will be taking place. But the afternoon is sort of meant to be a little bit of a change from just sitting through presentations and asking your questions. On Tuesday, we talk more about water bodies. And these water bodies are sort of the classic river, lakes, and wetlands that we understand in the state of Wisconsin. There's thousands of lakes. There's tens of thousands of miles of river. How do we study them, and how do we understand their health and their condition? That's sort of a big part of the focus on Tuesday, just sort of doing the heavy analytical work. There's a great panel presentation scheduled for Tuesday afternoon that, again, is more interactive, featuring leaders from the Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewer District and the Green Bay New Water Organization, their sewer treatment organization, as well as the DNR and DATCAP, talking about some of the big ways that we're taking on the water challenges, that we're solving problems in Wisconsin. So Tuesday is looking really mostly at water bodies. And then Wednesday is kind of focused on actions, looking at viable strategies and solutions to both protect and restore water quality around the state of Wisconsin. And again, the morning will be more about sort of presentations and learning, and then the afternoon focused on interactive events and ways that you can participate. And really throughout the day, on all those days, you're not just plugged into one thing. There's usually six or seven different sub-programs that you can select from and choose. On Thursday, we changed it up even more, and we're actually featuring the Red Cedar Watershed Conference that Mike mentioned, as well as a regional conference across the state, which is to say 10 simultaneous regional conferences that you would select which one you're going to go to based on where you live. So in Madison, you'd be part of the Rock River Coalition, because the chain of lakes in Madison and most of Dane County is in the Rock River watershed, the Rock River Basin, and they'll be having some speakers come in on Thursday to talk more about what's happening at the local level. And then kind of anticipating that after 4 days of sort of online interacting and learning, you might want to change it up a little bit. Friday is mostly local events and hyper-local events, and some of them can be actually outdoors. So people get a chance to maybe go walk on a nature conserve property that's been recently put into a land trust, for example, and meet with people from the land trust to talk about how land trust strategies can help protect high-quality waters in northern Wisconsin. So we basically have a list of local events on Friday that people can pick from. And most of those events on Friday are just, they're free. Some of them, if they are in person, they're going to be outdoors, and they're going to be looking at social distancing and keeping people safe. Some of the events Friday are online, and it might be like a local lake association deciding to have an open meeting to invite people to learn about the lake and learn about what the lake association is up to. So basically just a long menu of possible things you could do on Friday. So that's an overview of what we have going on. There's over 250 different live presenters across those first 4 days. Everybody from, we just learned, Governor Tony Evers is going to join us on one day just to introduce one of the panels. I mentioned Lieutenant Governor Barnes is joining us. UW System President and former Governor Tommy Thompson will be joining us to introduce one of the panels. So just a lot to take in, and we encourage people to just learn about the event and figure out if this is really something that they want to join us for.
I'm thinking of all of the speakers and all the amount of work involved in this. What platform are, just as an aside, what platform are you using for this? Because is this not your typical home Zoom operation?
It is not. We would not have been able to do this quite at this level on our own, though we probably would have tried. but we're using a platform called EventMobi that has been fantastic to work with, that helps set up all of this. As part of the platform, there also will be sponsor and exhibitor pages, so that businesses that are associated with water and other nonprofit organizations and educational groups will have pages that they can share documents and videos and link up with participants to talk to them about those sorts of things. And then, as I said, there's a many opportunities within the platform for attendees to interact with each other. We've got games going on. It's just, you could spend your entire day within our platform, and we hope you will.
Oh, boy. Wait, by the way, I know you mentioned, I think Eric mentioned that some of the things are free, but there must be a cost to join in?
There is. We hope a very affordable cost of $20 per day. So as Eric mentioned earlier, it's a la carte. So Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday are each $20 per day. And then each regional conference is $20 on Thursday. So if you wanted to attend the Red Cedar Conference, it would be $20. You can actually attend more than one if you want to pop in and out of them. One advantage to this system, too, is that people are able to go back in and watch presentations that they missed at their leisure later on. The platform will be open for a period of time after the week is over. But yeah, we hope that doesn't set people back too far. And I should mention that those regional conferences, for when you sign up for a regional conference, the proceeds for that all go to whatever regional group is sponsoring that event.
Well, when I think about conferences that I attend and have attended, the thought of maybe $100 or whatever as a total cost is pretty darn cheap. That's for sure. And you could even one day, $20 for one day. That's to me is an amazing good deal. We should take a question or two. By the way, if you'd like to join in, you can certainly join in at 1-800-642-1234, or you can email us at ideas@wpr.org. And let's take a call. Dave in Broadhead, thank you for calling. What's on your mind? We got Dave there. We're having a little trouble getting Dave up, but we'll keep at that. In the meantime, Jim emailed. This is a kind of an issue thing. He lives in the North Woods, where there are continued rumblings about metallic sulfide mining. Given the water resources up here, it seems to be almost an impossible place to mine without polluting the waters. And history has shown that sulfide mining can be done completely safe, cannot be done completely safely. Does your group have concerns about the mining issues in Wisconsin? And perhaps he didn't ask this part, but I'm wondering if somehow that is connected to any of the conference itself.
So I think I can take that on. So Wisconsin Lakes, we do advocacy. So we do take a stand on issues, and we certainly do have some concerns about how mining would be conducted and the impact on our waters. It's not an issue that we as an organization have spent a ton of time on. We, just like we collaborate with Extension Lakes and other groups on the convention, we work closely with our compatriot conservation organizations like Clean Wisconsin and the River Alliance of Wisconsin and other groups like that, many of whom have people that know a lot more about the mining issue than I do, so they can probably speak to it more clearly than I can. But any of those sorts of issues that are going to affect our waters, even if they're not entirely lake-related, are things that we keep a close watch on, both just how they're playing out on the ground and in the Capitol in terms of legislation. Because as Eric alluded to earlier, all our waters are connected. So things that happen in our groundwater eventually affect our surface water. Chemical pollutants like PFAS and other things that have gotten a lot of press lately, they may not be, you know, in our lakes, and in lakes may not be the focus of the problem, but they can be and they will be if we don't keep these things in check and watch out what we're doing with them. So we definitely keep an eye out for those issues.
All right. Well, now I think we have Dave in Broadhead, so let's go there. Hi, Dave. Thank you for calling.
Hi, Larry. Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can.
Okay. I've got a question. If they're going to have any sessions or discussion about the Nelson Knowles Stewardship Funds, because they're being reauthorized this year, and I think there are a lot of people that don't understand it, and it's really important that people get a hold of their legislatures and know how much money is spent to protect our waters and stuff. So I'll just listen online. I'll listen to the show online.
All right. Thanks, Dave, for calling.
Yeah, that's a great question. The Knowles-Nelson program has been a tremendous asset for groups trying to protect lakes and restore water quality, but mostly on the protection side. We're looking at a lot of areas in the state of Wisconsin that might be threatened by development, and there's ways that we could maybe lessen those impacts, or maybe we can put property into land trusts or into public ownership completely. On Wednesday, there'll be some sessions talking about sort of the strategy that the Wisconsin DNR is working on developing right now to sort of prioritize and identify the best places where we could do proactive protection of healthy lakes. The DNR is recognizing that. We've spent a lot of time and money trying to fix problems and trying to make waterways healthier if they've been impaired. But we also need to keep our eye on the ball when it comes to healthy lakes and making sure that they stay healthy. And the Knowles-Nelson Fund has been a big piece of that. We're also happy to have, as one of the exhibitors, Mike was mentioning there's virtual exhibitors, Wisconsin Statewide Organization for Land Trust Gathering Waters is going to be an exhibitor as well. And they're going to be sharing information about what's going on with the state budget process and how to engage with local lawmakers around issues like the Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Fund.
Yeah, the Thanks, stewardship fund is an issue that Wisconsin Lakes identified as of critical importance, and we're very heartened by what the governor has proposed in his budget, so we'll be advocating for that going forward.
Yeah, it makes sense. Thanks for that question. Let's go to Tim in New Berlin next. Hi, Tim.
Hi. Yes, the previous caller pretty well kind of addressed what I was going to bring up regarding development on Wisconsin lakes. And the Knowles-Nelson program is fantastic. And hopefully we can restrict to a degree future development because, and this is what people need to understand, it's good for the economy. If we can restrict development on the lakes, that increases canoeing and boating and swimming on these lakes, which is good for the economy. And that's my comment right there.
Well, thank you very much for calling. Mike, you want to make a response or a comment?
Yeah, tourism and recreation is a huge economic driver in the state that is, as the caller said, of high importance to our economy and, really plays a role in keeping people aware of where our waters are at and bringing to light problems. And oftentimes those are the people that end up helping solve them. Eric talked earlier about how our citizens really do so much work to keep our lakes and rivers clean and healthy, and getting them connected to it is really important. Making sure that we have sustainable development to the extent we do is really important and critical.
Yeah. Eric, your organization or your group have certainly probably addressed this in some fashion.
Right. I mean, we're blessed with this resource of all these lakes. We wouldn't have lake associations and lake districts out there without some level of development, right? So we do know that there are homes around lakes. I think it's just a question of the character of the development, the intensity that takes place. And a lot of people want to pay attention. Sometimes, 100 years ago, we weren't maybe thinking about what the long-term consequences would be of packing homes really tightly together around lakes and using septic systems on those homes around lakes. But today we're enlightened, and today we have a lot of scientific information that guides us towards, some lakes being more sensitive than other lakes, and some lakes really meriting the level of protection that either public ownership or easements could afford to them. And so I'd like to say we're being a lot more smart about how we go about this. And we're going to try and use those public resources like the Stewardship Fund in the places where it has the greatest impact, places where we know the protection is critical to protect that lake.
Let's take another call. Rick in Rhinelander, it's your turn. Hi, Rick.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. The previous callers actually touched on some of my topics, but I'll add just a bit and maybe put in a question. First of all, thank both you guys for the work you do. It's wonderful. I live in the Northwoods here on a lake, and shoreline development is, as the previous conversations were, very important to protecting these lakes. And I'm not sure that most of the citizens realize that several years back, the legislature changed the laws so that local municipalities and counties could no longer regulate their shoreline development. It was a change in the law that essentially dictated from Madison a universal standard, and it couldn't be tighter than that. And that was spearheaded by, unfortunately, our state senator at the time, Senator Tiffany. And I think that was a mistake. And I would just encourage all of your listeners, if you're concerned about the quality of your lakes and water, the legislature is the place this has to be a political solution, because just like sulfide mining, and once again, Senator Tiffany changed the law. We used to have the strongest mining laws in the nation. With Act 134, they got rid of the prove it first mining law. This is going to have dramatic consequences for our water. And I'd just like to encourage all the listeners, take a real close look at who you vote for and what their policies are. And that's about it, just a comment. So thank you.
Yeah. Rick, thank you very much for calling. Well, let's give Mike, you want to comment?
I was going to say, we do have some sessions that cover that at the at Water Week on Wednesday. There's a session specifically on shoreline zoning and what the current state of shoreline zoning is and what's allowed. There's also going to be a session in the afternoon on how to create healthy shorelines while facing challenges. So the kinds of things that he was talking about there, not only using shoreline zonings, but some of the other proactive shoreline protection tools that we have available in the state.
I'm wondering if, as we think about the conference, and as you've been talking about it, I kept thinking, well, gee, this would be open, or this could be of interest to a lot of people. Who should consider attending?
I would say anybody in the state of Wisconsin, right? But that's obviously reaching maybe too far. But if you feel like you're a water stakeholder, if you're a shoreline property owner yourself, or if you're involved in a watershed organization or a river group, definitely check out the agenda and consider joining us. So I mentioned before that there's hundreds of lake, river, and watershed organizations in the state. They are all run by nonprofit boards. They're all run by people who are not paid to do this. They're volunteers. And this educational opportunity is really geared towards them, helping them do their governance responsibilities as board directors, as maybe president of a lake association or chair of a lake district. We know that there are thousands of those people around the state of Wisconsin. So I appreciate you, Larry, helping us get the word out to people about this, because those are the folks that we're trying to reach. And then there's a whole bunch of people who are sort of like next in line from them. They've been thinking about maybe stepping up and being more proactive on water issues, but they're not sure if they understand the issues completely, and they wish they had sort of an easy way to learn about these things. We'd like to think that our conference is really geared towards the public. So this isn't geared towards scientists and people who, you know, have maybe spent 35 years researching the phosphorus dynamics of a specific type of lake. Instead, this event is meant for anybody who has an interest about water, climate change, groundwater. We're taking everybody, and that's why the platform we're using is set up to accommodate those people. We're looking for the masses. So we invite anybody to go to wisconsinlakes.org, check out the agenda, register, and join us for Water Week.
Yeah, and as I, you know, as you were talking, I was just looking over at the list of topics, and there is a broad range. I mean, just right off the bat, understanding the effects of hydrologic change on trout in Wisconsin streams. And you can go from there to the birds, the future of birds, an overview of challenges and opportunity facing our feathered friends, brook trout resources, and adaptation strategy to deal with climate change. And have you got any favorites you want to mention, Mike?
I really want to highlight our keynote speaker on Thursday morning, who was actually originally contacted by Red Cedar Watershed Conference, and the conference was kind enough to allow us at Water Week to extend these keynotes to most of the other regional conferences are going to be carrying them. So if you attend the Lake Superior Conference, you probably will see this one. Her name is Judith Schwartz. She's an author who has written three books on really positive impacts that small actions can have on climate change, and often related to how soil health and agricultural practices can really both impact our food production and the safety of our food production, the quality of our waters, as well as have a positive impact on climate change by sequestering carbon. She's a really dynamic speaker, and I think she's going to be really great. We close out the day with Tia Nelson, who will also be talking about climate change and sort of atypical partners that you might see that can help us solve. She's talking about it in a climate change context, but it's really an idea that can be used within the realm of fixing water problems, of reaching out across aisles and to different constituencies to find ways to solve problems in partnership.
Well, that sounds great. Maybe Eric can go back and tell people again, how do we get signed up for this conference and sort of those nuts and bolts
sure.
things.
Yep. The easiest webpage to remember is wisconsinlakes.org. I think by now, if you also search for Wisconsin Water Week, it'll show up on your search engine. And that'll link you into a page that is set up to show the full agenda. So you'll be able to browse the agenda. This lets you look at what you're signing up for. And then you can register on that page. So the agenda page there is really just informational. It's so that you can see the content before you understand what you're getting into before you buy. And then when you register, you get to select which days you're registering for. So if you really only wanted to come on Monday because groundwater and climate is your big deal, then just sign up for Monday. If you really just wanted to go to that Rock River Coalition event or maybe the Fox River Summit down in southeast Wisconsin, then you'd click that box and just sign up for Thursday. It's a la carte. So just go through and sign up for what you wish. And like I said, on Friday, we just have a list of different events that are happening all around the state. So you might want to look at those and decide if there's something on Friday you want to participate in. It's a fairly easy webpage to navigate, I think, in terms of registering. And then what you'll get is from us, you'll get information that gives you the access to the platform that we've been talking about. That platform, the plan is to open that up actually on Monday, the 1st, and let you browse around. You'll be able to see those exhibitors, learn about different things that are happening in the conference, and you can actually build your own agenda. If you've been looking at the agenda and you're like, wow, there's too much going on, it's kind of overwhelming, you can spend some time before the event actually starts personalizing your own agenda so that it kind of takes you from one talk to the next as the day goes by. So we'd encourage people to be nice if you sign up by Friday, because then that lets you on Monday to get into the site and poke around. But you can register right up to the day that it's happening. That's kind of another nice thing about being online, is that we're not concerned about how big is the ballroom and is it going to fit everybody. We're not concerned about whether we ordered enough chicken fettuccine for the lunch. People, we're obviously going to ask you to feed yourself, and you know, that's okay. But again, because you're at home or at your home office, you don't have to worry about who's letting the dog out or things like that. So we're really glad that people can join us. I would mention one deadline that's coming up. We have a photo contest. We've been doing a photo contest for over 20 years as part of this conference around water. People love taking photos of water. We have a March 1st deadline for that. So look for information about the photo contest, too.
Well, I want to thank you both for taking time to be with us today. It really seems like an exciting event, and with lots of good information and a lot of fun, too. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Eric, Mike, thank you both very much for being with us today. Really appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you, Larry.
Eric Olson is Director and Lakes Outreach Specialist at Extension Lakes. That's an education and outreach office based in Stevens Point. Mike Engelson, Executive Director at Wisconsin Lakes, the statewide advocacy and organizing group for lake stakeholders. Great to have them with us. We're going to stay with our water theme a little bit today and talk with you next about the Wisconsin Sea Grant Partnership. It's been going on for 53 years, and we'll learn more about that next on the Ideas Network. I'm Larry Mueller.